Sunshine 96.7 FM. WLMX LP St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. And we are up next.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Okay, wow. Happy Friday, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. I'm hoping that everybody had a good week. We got some much-needed rain earlier this week. It seems like it rained Monday through Wednesday, kind of.
Yeah.
The beauty about it is that with the overcast skies, it created lower temperatures.
Yes.
Then, unfortunately, Thursday and Friday, it
did not.
Clouds went away, and then it was hot as hell again. So we're back. We're back in it again, folks, here in the FLA. So it is summertime after all, but it is what is expected. One of the things I was thinking about when I was writing these notes down and saying much needed rain. You see those commercials on TV where it's like you're turning into your parents,
right?
And that's one of the things. It's like, oh, it's raining outside. Yeah, but we really need it,
right?
You know what I mean? That's when you know you're getting old, because when you're a kid and it's raining, then it's like, oh man, it's raining. Yeah. You know, when you're older, it's like, hey, it's raining outside. We don't have to do anything, and it's much needed. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good thing.
Yeah, right. Anyway, let's see. We are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. So here's the thing. It's kind of a special evening in the studio this evening. Well, it's the usual suspects. Across the table from me is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
To her left, or no, to her right, and across the table and to my left is our boy, Ty Ginn. Well, today is Ty Ginn's 35th birthday.
Yes. Talk about getting old.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to Grandpa Ron yesterday, Ty, and I said, you know, Friday is Ty Ginn's birthday. And I said, he's going to be 35. And he was like, oh, my God. That was the first thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that.
That's pretty much the reaction that I think we've all had. I mean, Mom and I must, what were we, 10 when he was born?
Right. And I mean,
35 years.
I used to say that I found him on the doorstep when I was 12.
Right.
But
that would have made me 15. That's cool.
But that doesn't help when he's 35.
No, it doesn't.
That still makes you 50.
Yeah, it does. Oof.
I know.
Yeah, so 35 years old, Ty. And I just have to say, you were a terrible baby.
Yeah.
You were a great kid. Never got in any trouble.
I never got caught.
Well, okay, that's good. That's one way to look at it, and I think that's respectable.
Good.
There's
training.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right. That's good parenting.
Yeah.
If you're going to do crime, be good at it.
Yeah, but I want to say on your 35th birthday that I'm very proud of the young man that you've become. I like what you're doing with your life. And keep on doing it.
Well, thank you.
Keep on doing it. 35 and
I can't afford to do much else. So this is it.
Yeah, 35 and counting. So keep on keeping on. Anyway, let's see. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. And we stress text here on the show. Because
don't even tell them that they can call.
Well, it's a phone number. And when you put out a phone number, that usually means you can call.
No, so, we're setting a rule.
We're setting a rule. Ty's 35 and he's laying down the law. No more calls. It's just, it's all text-based.
You text me, I call you.
Yeah. Listen, it seems like for the last, I don't know, since January, there's been a lot to talk about.
yeah. I wonder why.
In the world. And saying that, I'm going to say that we have a lot to talk about this evening. And if you want to provide your 2 cents worth, where you certainly can, and you can do it. You can call if you want, but preferably you will text us at 727-804-5891. One more time, 727-804-5891, and we will talk to you about any old thing. We will talk to you about what we're talking about. Even if we get to the second hour of the show and something's stuck in your craw about what we talked about in the first hour of the show, we'll back it up. We will back it up, 727-804-5891.
So, okay, before we start talking about Donnie, do you think because
what
it's my...
What makes you think we're talking about him?
Do you think because it's my birthday, the FCC will give me a free... Like F-bomb?
No.
Unfortunately,
no.
That's
you know
not
I should be able to get one.
Let me text Joe B. to see if that's going to fly.
It's my birthday.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
All right, so maybe...
No birthday F-bombs.
Maybe now would be a good time to throw out that if you want to support Radio St. Pete and any and all of its bills that it may have... Click that donate button.
Yeah. So if you're on the website,
you can click the donate button. You can donate one time.
We're nonprofit.
Or, right. 501c3, not for profit, volunteer run.
We are a lot like NPR that old Donnie's trying to get rid of. So.
Right. The difference
so
is...
So donate that money before he gets rid of us, too. I don't think he knows about us yet.
The difference is I don't believe we get any federal funding.
No.
But F-bombs, then we get to donate to the feds.
Well, that day that we find out we're being cut, it's F-bomb city.
Oh, yeah. You just wait.
F this, F that, F you, and everybody else. F, 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 F.
You know what? I'll just say one, but I'll make it last 10 minutes.
Stretch it out. Anyway, happy birthday, Ty, again.
Happy birthday, Ty.
Yeah, I can't believe that you're 35 years old. It blows my mind.
Yeah, it's something.
It is something.
It is something. Okay, I guess we ought to get into it. This is probably the biggest story of the week. It's the breakup of the century that we all saw coming.
Yeah.
If you didn't see it coming, I don't know where you've been, what rock you were living under. If you didn't see this coming from the get, I don't know who you are or where you are. Donald Trump and Elon Musk parted way amicably several days ago in the Oval Office. But now it's like it's on like Donkey Kong. You just got a happy birthday from Debbie Dan Gray.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So that's how it works, folks. We just got a text, and I will respond to your text directly.
Thanks,
just like
Deb.
That. Mm-hmm,
just like that. It's on like Donkey Kong, and I love it.
It's great.
I absolutely love it. I mean, they are in it to win it. They are slinging it. They are slinging it. There are threats. There are accusations.
The fan base is very confused right now.
Yeah, well, and they ought
to
be.
They don't know what to make of it.
I mean, did anyone not think that this relationship between two billionaire narcissists wasn't going to end badly? I mean, truly. If you didn't see this from the very beginning, I don't know. Like I say, I don't know where you've been.
This was like Game of Thrones waiting to happen.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and the anticipation was killing me.
Really, the fact that like both of them are still alive is a miracle.
Somebody said to me earlier today that they thought it was a political ploy.
To do what?
Well, and he's, the person said, because, you know, Musk is a genius.
Okay.
And Trump is a genius.
Oh.
I didn't say anything. But in my mind, I'm thinking, are you effing kidding me? Are you effing kidding me? Musk is a money man. I don't know that he might have these drug-addled delusions where he's hired scientists and engineers to come up with this stuff, but he's certainly not doing it.
No, I mean, just because his name's on it doesn't mean he made it.
That doesn't make him a genius. It makes him a money man, right?
He just has some money.
And
he didn't even make his money.
And old Trump, all you have to do is listen to him try to put together two sentences, and it's like, oh, yeah. Not a genius.
Stable genius.
not stable. Not a genius.
Not a genius. Can't even put together two full sentences. It's unbelievable. I love this girl on TikTok who, and there's a girl and there's this dude on TikTok that take his transcripts and read them word for word, and it is unbelievable. It's like when you listen to him giving the speech, it's like, what did he say?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? But then when these people break it down and read it, it's like, he's a moron.
Yeah, there's nothing
he's
going
on.
No.
Anyway, we just got another birthday. This is from your Nana Kay.
Oh, well, thank you.
Happy birthday to my number one grandson.
That's right. Number one.
Number one son.
Ichiban.
I love you, kid. You're Nana Kay. So I'm hoping that they get over this because I don't need these interruptions throughout the whole show.
No, keep them coming.
I'm just kidding.
Thanks, Mom.
727-804-5891 if you want to wish Tygen a happy birthday. Anyway, so... yeah, this whole breakup is very interesting, and it's entertaining.
It's big. It's beautiful.
How does it end? How does it end?
I hope they deport Elon.
I heard earlier today that the White House was trying to urge Donnie to make a phone call to try to hash it out. And I was like, no, don't do that.
Why?
What are you doing?
Keep it public.
What are you doing? Don't do that.
Don't leave us out of the loop.
This is too good.
We love the sand being thrown at each other and the pity-pat slaps.
What are we doing?
Mm-hmm. And the ratings have to be great.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. I don't know. Maybe the dude I was talking to earlier today is right. Maybe it is a political ploy, and they're both geniuses that have got it all figured out, and they're going to try to pit us all against each other. Well, they've already done that,
right?
But they're going to try to get us wishfully thinking that it's the end of the
X TikTok or X was Twitter.
Right.
That their numbers have gone up, and has Truth Social, because nobody wants to miss a minute.
I'm telling you. You know, I mean, it's like I can't miss a second of it. It's fantastic. You know, I'm a TikTokian, and I get to see a lot of little videos. There's this dude, Aaron Parnas, that I have followed, and I like everything that he puts on there. So when you follow somebody and you like everything that he put on, you get to see a lot of their videos. And this is a kid who's a journalist, and I feel like he's very straightforward. He's super smart. I mean, he graduated Harvard Law School at the age of 20. You know what I mean? He's just a super smart kid, decided he wanted to be a journalist, and he's on it.
Right.
You know, he's on it, and he doesn't hesitate to come on and do a video, fire one off, and let you know what's happening.
Every time there's a post.
I dig that. You know?
He's firing it up.
Does that mean that I feel like I'm in the loop? Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. But I feel like I may be more in the loop than some that feel like they're geniuses.
Right.
I feel like somebody's got their blinders on. Somebody's not looking at the whole story.
Right.
Anyway, Pride Month kicked off last weekend, and I feel like the Tampa Bay area has some of the biggest Pride celebrations in the country.
St. Petersburg
is
does.
Is it still that way?
Yes.
Or have restrictions been put on where it's not? Wasn't there a situation last year with the parade where it wasn't allowed to be in the usual place, and now all of a sudden they had to do it down on like a beach drive, downtown St. Pete or something like that? It seems like they had to move the location. I feel like it wasn't as big a celebration as it had been in the past. Is it being squashed or is
no,
it still no, as big as it was?
Not from what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. And you're right. There was something last year, but it wasn't political.
I mean, we're kind of a hub for the LGBTQ community, and I dig that.
That had to do with Ron DeSantis and the drag queens performing in front of children
and reading stories.
Reading stories to them. So
God forbid.
It was somewhat politically.
Yeah.
Politics was part of it.
It's part of everything now.
But yeah. It seems like there was some sort of construction. There were many variables that they needed to shift the parade. They were building a high rise and the street was closed or anyway. But it's St. Pete Pride is very much alive and well.
Yep, and they have. If you go online to stpetepride.com, you will see a list of the events. I mean, this is a month long thing. There's all kinds of events that are going to go on throughout the whole month.
And I'm not sure if it's .com or .org.
Yeah,
just kind of throwing it out there. But
I don't understand the hate. One of the things that I was thinking about when I was writing my notes, it's like, those of you that have a problem with the LGBTQ community, it's my opinion that if you look deep into your soul, you'll realize that you yourself are trapped in a closet. I mean, truly, it's like, why do you have such a problem with this?
They're afraid.
They're afraid.
Of what?
I don't know. I have no idea. Is it religion? Is it religion?
Assuming
or is
usually.
It just, is it prejudice? Is it, were they just... I just don't get it. I mean, but a lot of times when you hear these people speaking out, the people that speak out the loudest, they're the ones that all of a sudden, 6 months later, uh-oh, mm-hmm. What'd you do in that bathroom?
Oh, right.
Yep.
Mr. Glory Hole. you know what I mean? It just, I don't know. It never fails. I don't know. Just seems like those that make the most noise are the ones that...
have the most to hide.
Yeah, they're the ones that want to hold hands and do butt stuff. I mean, it's weird. it's, I don't know. Anyway, happy Pride Month, everybody. Stop demonizing people because you don't understand their lifestyle.
It's not for you to understand.
Right. It's just get along.
Just get along.
They're not trying to persuade you or trying
right.
to convince you. They're, that's what the Jehovah's Witnesses do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they do. They try to change your life.
They're on your doorstep ringing the bell.
I've never met a gay person came up to me and said, hey, man, you know what? A good idea? You should be gay.
Here's my pamphlet.
Here's my pamphlet. this is what you need to do. Starting to, we have a 12-step process.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Step one, I'm going to kiss you on the cheek and you're going to act like you like it. Step two, I'm going to try to hold your hand. No, I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Trying to make up this list as we go.
We can tell.
Yeah, right. So, Ty, we talked about this a little bit earlier today, and I think you knew it was coming. and I certainly knew it was coming, but the big Metallica weekend starts today over at Raymond James Stadium. Probably right now as we speak, it's probably who was going to play prior. There were like two bands prior.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. It was Mom likes this band that was going to go on prior to Metallica.
Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit was going to go on tonight.
I wanted to go to that. Mm. Are you kidding? Limp Bizkit and Metallica?
Well, I mean, the tickets are
That's the thing. Ticket prices are outrageous. I heard somebody say that they had like a nosebleed seat and they paid $500 for it.
Yeah,
I heard somebody say that they got themselves into the pit area, and they bought their tickets months ago when the concert was announced, and they still paid like $2,000 a ticket, you know. So I don't know. I don't know that I would ever pay, you know, $4,000 for me and Mom to go see any band. I don't care who it is.
Well, and to be with 65,000 other
sweaty
people.
Yeah. Sweaty, black t-shirt wearing, head banging.
Long hair having.
Stoned out of their minds.
I'd pay $20 right. for the pay-per-view.
Right.
and sit on my own couch with my own air conditioning and beverages and no other people or parking or crowds.
Yeah, so the ticket prices are outrageous. There was an opportunity that I heard pretty much all week on the radio station that I listened to. There was an opportunity to try to win tickets. And what the ploy was is they would give you three. You had to get three right, but in three of the chances. So the first chance was they're going to name three song titles. One of them was a Metallica song. So if you knew that one, you got one right. And then the next round or the next one was three more, and then, you know, three more. And it was so crazy because the people that won the tickets were true Metallica fans.
Right.
There were people that were trying to win them. You know, I thought about trying to call in to try to win tickets for Ty because I know he's a Metallica fan.
Right.
But it's like if I had to do this contest, I'd be like, I don't know. I don't know if the names of the songs are. it would have just been a stab in the dark. It would have been lucky. If I had won it, they would have been the best tickets ever because it would have been pure luck.
Ty, was that the first concert you ever went to? Was that Metallica?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And that was...
When was that? Because they haven't played here in 15 years.
That
was probably
15 years ago.
Yep. Right. When we saw them at the Ice Palace, it might have been Amelie.
So you were 20 years old.
No. He was actually younger than that.
So it was...
Well, if you do the math.
No.
It was before then.
It was before that.
Well, then...
He was only...
It was probably like 13 or 14.
Yeah, 13... That sounds 12, 13.
It's whenever Saint Anger came out.
Okay.
All right.
But the biggest shock and awe for me and the other mom that we went with.
Oh, you went too?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm the only nerd that hasn't seen Metallica live.
Yeah, I guess. Because.
What a homo.
Because
Happy Pride Month.
Metallica was sober.
Mm.
They cut off the alcohol sales to the arena. Yeah.
That's gay.
When they came on stage.
Saint Anger.
And they wouldn't even...
It showed in the music.
They wouldn't even unlock the private liquor cabinet in the box.
Well, that's when you just break out your stash and just chief up.
Well, it was...
Chief it on up.
So 2003.
Yeah, so it was... Like 13.
Yeah, 22 years ago.
22. I don't know where this... What I saw today, it said they haven't been here in 15 years.
Well, they may
Oh, maybe
have,
they... Okay, right.
But this was prior. Right.
So the last time they were here 15 years ago. Right. You saw them prior. Okay.
We saw them in 2003. But, yeah, if I had known that was going to happen, you know, I would have gotten two cocktails while they were sure. still serving them.
Yep. Yep. Ty, you're in a band, a metal band, I'm Phantom in Power.
You're in two bands.
Are there any updates on any future gigs for Phantom Power?
I don't know. We're talking to a couple different people. We're trying to do something for Pride, but it hasn't come together yet.
We're now 6 days in. Yeah. You got 24 days to go.
I know. we have something, I think, in August.
Okay.
And then we're talking to someone else about something in July.
Right.
Okay.
So.
That's cool.
Cool stuff.
Well, hopefully, and hopefully it's here local. We don't have to go to Tampa or anything like that.
Yeah. Orlando.
Or that god-awful place up in the country that we went that one time.
Where was that?
Ellie Ray's.
I was sure they had KKK meetings up there. I mean, it was
well, I mean,
dark and creepy.
The last 30 minutes driving out there was no road. Remember, we were on a dirt road.
For about 45 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're going back here to get killed.
We're going to take all of our stuff and our skin.
We're either going to get killed or sign up. We have to commit our souls to the darkness.
It's in Branford, Florida.
Branford. Yeah, beautiful place.
Branford.
Beautiful part of Florida. Can you imagine?
Literally
can you imagine
in the middle of nowhere.
Being from up north, it always blows my mind when you hear somebody from up north move to Florida, and it's like, well, where'd you move? Branford? Oh, why?
For what?
You know we got water here and stuff. Beaches and stuff, you know?
Branford is...
What was it, like 5 hours away?
It's
Oh, my God, it was ridiculous.
3 hours. Mm-hmm. It is actually north of Gainesville.
Yeah, it's bad.
Don't
ever go to Branford.
That was...
Nothing there.
Let's just ban it right here on the show. We're banning Branford, Florida.
Now, it was a good show, though.
It was a good show. It was a good show.
And we stayed in that cute little cottage.
I loved that little... Yeah. The little... cabin on wheels, yeah. The one-room cabin with the bunk beds.
It was weird when I woke up in the middle of the night to take a pee, and I looked out the window, and there was that big bonfire with all the people in the white hoods. And that was a little weird, but other than that, it was cool. It's a cool weekend.
Hey, they didn't have the red hats yet.
Yeah, no.
Not the red hats, right. I got a quote that is similar to that. Let's see. Ty, I saw this cool video, and I don't know if you've seen it on TikTok, but this dude... You know, like Peter Frampton, right?
Yeah.
So he does that whole vibrato thing, but he does it where he's like speaking into a tube.
Yeah, he's got
that
the
goes
squawk
down.
Box.
Yeah, yeah, right? So I saw this guy the other day who took his electric guitar, okay, and he held it up to his voice box, and he turned it up, and he was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You should do that.
Well, yeah,
that's a thing
you can do.
You should do that. I was like, oh, my God, I got to tell Ty about this.
That was years ago. It was a show with James and Kevin. We went, I think it was the Transitions Art Gallery in Tampa. We saw Bomb the Music Industry, and the dude's microphone broke, and he just did the rest of the show screaming into his guitar.
Nice.
It was so weird.
Yeah, well, this dude that I saw in the video, he actually pulled the guitar up to his neck.
Yeah.
And just...
Yeah, that was a cool show.
Yeah. What was the name of that band? Bomb what?
Bomb the Music Industry.
Yeah. There you go. Let's get radical. Let's get radical. Everybody else is, damn it. Let's just get radical.
It's not like Ty's band. Yeah. You do quite the crowd last show with some of the lyrics to your... songs, especially the ones regarding the police department.
Mm-hmm. Luigi.
That garnered some attention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. That's good. That's what we want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. That's how you get famous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Infamous.
You got to have some street cred.
Yeah.
Well.
Right? You got to get locked up.
Well, we probably will.
I hope so.
Well, and what were you telling me today? It's basically Phantom Power's birthday because...
Oh, yeah. Like, I heard from everybody again. I got the dates right now. So my birthday today, Ian's birthday tomorrow, and then Bones is on I think either the 8th or the 12th.
So
your all your band is pretty much within like a week.
A week.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well,
the years are a little different.
Yeah,
dates are all the same.
All right, we need to take a break.
Okay.
In honor of your birthday, Ty, I'm going to play this little ditty, but I will say before that we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. Here's a little ditty by the Beatles to celebrate my boy's 35th.
Happy birthday, Uncle Ty.
Sweet little Millie. Anyway, folks, we are back. Sorry for the intrusion there.
Oops.
I said to go ahead and turn the mics back on, and then I was like, oh, you need to listen to this.
Then you're shouting.
Doofus. Yeah, right. Anyway, so this is fun. Longtime Tampa Bay Ray, Evan Longoria, tomorrow at Steinbrenner Field, is signing a one-day contract with the Rays so he can then, afterwards, ceremoniously retire as a Ray.
Yes.
Evan Longoria, man. What? I mean, yeah, well, I mean, that's the way they do it. I mean, in baseball, professional sports, you are with a team, usually, for a good number of years. He was a Ray for 10 years. And because he is a top player, the Rays get to the point where they need to fill their, you know, fill the positions.
They need to fill their bank account.
But what happens is now all of a sudden you've got Evan Longoria who's making a mint, so you got to let him go. And what happens is a team that's not doing so well will pick him up. They'll pay the price just to try to give a boost to their team who's mm-hmm. struggling, right? So he left the Rays, and I don't know what year all this happened, after 10 years, and then went to the San Francisco Giants, played there for a number of years, and then was subsequently traded to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Well, now he's ready to retire, and he wants to retire a Tampa Bay Ray, because this is where the bulk of his career was spent. And if we're being honest, probably the best years, the best playing years of his career were spent in the 10 years that he spent here in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think to this day, he still holds a number of records on the Rays team. I mean, number of hits. I don't know that he holds number of home runs, but I know that he was a Gold Glove winner several times. You know,
Feel like he should have to play one more game.
I think they should make him play.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Yeah, you sign the contract, put the suit on, get your ass out there. At the end of the game, you can retire.
Yeah, that's it.
Throw a hot dog in his mouth and walk on off the field. Wave to the crowd and say, thanks for the memories.
Hug Raymond.
Hug Raymond.
Hug Raymond.
What we talked about last week when we were talking about the sexiest mascots, what was it, Raymond, number 4?
Right.
There you go.
No, I heard people talking about it on the radio, and they were like, well, maybe if he plays this game and they, knock it out of the park, have a great win,
right?
Maybe he'll decide to play out the rest of the season.
No. I don't know how old he is now.
39.
So, okay. That's in baseball years, 39, that's getting up there. I mean, well, I say that, and 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers just signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers to be their quarterback.
Football's a little different than baseball.
You're not going to – the only position in football that you're going to see a 40-year-old
is quarterback.
Is quarterback or kicker. You're not going to see any 40-year-old linebackers or linemen.
And how old, just rough math, how old was Mick Jagger when you saw him?
Yeah.
I believe you were still in high school.
1981. was their first final tour.
Their first final
first
tour.
Final.
So he
that
was probably
45 years ago.
He's now like what, 81?
102.
You know, so
he's now like 81 or 82. Look, so 45, yeah, I don't know, can't do the math right off.
Baseball,
but he was probably
rock
in his 50s.
Stars,
50s,
whatever.
Late 40s, 50s?
40s.
Yeah.
You know, some things.
I saw Mick Jagger one time say, if I get to my 30s and I'm still doing this, please somebody take me off the stage. If I get to my 30s,
right.
I'm still doing this. Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, you can say stuff like that when you win early.
Well, that's the thing about Metallica. I mean, some of the people were saying this might be the last chance to get to see Metallica live. And I'm like, they're not 81 like Mick Jagger.
Yeah, but like Lars is aging like milk. He already can't play the drums good.
You could replace a drummer.
Man, I wish they replaced Lars back in like the 90s.
Is he kind of douchey? I mean,
oh yeah, he's
Lars
the
douchey.
One.
Yeah, where's he from? He's not from here.
He's I think he's from Holland.
Can we deport him?
Oh,
let's talk to Donnie.
Could happen.
Let's talk to Donnie about it.
Stranger.
They're here in town. Let's get that ice, baby.
Stranger things have happened.
Swarm over to Raymond James tonight.
What if
Lars
him?
Ulrich was all of a sudden just deported? You're not from here, and you suck at drums now.
He's rich and he's white. He's fine.
I always thought he was like South African.
No.
Which would be, you know, good in his favor because Donnie likes the South African, the white people.
The bass player, Rob, though, he better be careful.
Yeah. Yeah, he should.
What's has a little darker complexion.
What's the other guitar player's name?
That's Kirk.
Yeah, Kirk Hammett, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently.
Him, too. He should also be careful.
Yeah, but here's the thing. So they're playing tonight, right? They're taking Saturday off, and then they're playing again Sunday.
Yeah, because they're getting old.
Well, Kirk Hammett has this thing at one of the local theaters, where there's a bunch of people invited, and I think the tickets are already sold out, where I think he's got a book out or something like that, but he's also, like, he brought his, like, guitar collection, and I think he's going to be, like, signing guitars and giving them away to the crowd.
What?
Yeah.
Where is this?
Yeah, it's almost like Mahaffey or something like
all
that.
All right, well, we'll go stay in the parking lot.
Yeah, right.
We'll see if somebody comes out with one.
So, yeah, right. And then one of the other things
we'll take
I heard,
an empty case.
Okay, yeah. I'm thinking about Phantom Powers merch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I heard one of the things I heard is that in Ybor City, Metallica rented out a warehouse, an abandoned warehouse, and they set up a whole merch thing.
Whole pop-up shop.
A whole pop-up shop where they're selling merch. Over in this pop-up shop in Ybor City.
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, man, oh, man, do they need any more money? And they said, and then somebody said, but here's the thing. They're very generous. They give a lot of it away. A lot of the money away.
They got a ton of money.
Sure.
They always
have. Come on. I mean, listen, when you're Metallica, you're like the Rolling Stones. You're just a different genre of music.
Yeah,
you know
they are
I mean?
The top of the heap.
Sure. There's nobody in the world that doesn't know who Metallica is. You know what I mean?
It's not like they're Megadeth.
My dad's probably listening to the show going, who?
Well,
who? Who's Metallica?
I was going to say, you might get a text from Nana about the notoriety of said band.
Right.
Was that one that Scott used to play on the 11?
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Probably.
It was.
So anyway, back to Evan Longoria. I'm sure he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Never went to the World Series, I don't think. Certainly he didn't. He came close with the Rays, but I don't think he ever went to the World Series. But, I mean, with the batting titles and the gold gloves and stuff like that, in baseball it's different. You don't necessarily have to go to the Super Bowl like you do in football to pretty much get into the Hall of Fame. So I think he's probably going to be a first-round Hall of Famer.
Be a lot cooler if you did, though.
Yeah, right. The Rays host the Florida Marlins tomorrow here at Steinbrenner Field, 410, and that's where the retirement ceremony will happen. The Rays are currently second place in the AL East, just four games back of the New York Yankees. Go Rays.
Go Rays.
Go Rays. So that's that. Oh boy, we're all out of my notes, and we're going to the pages now. Now it's gonna get serious.
We're not even halfway through.
No. Now it's gonna get serious.
Yeah, it doesn't say. It says that Evan Longoria won 3 times All-Star, AL Rookie of the Year, 3-time Golden Glove Award, Silver Slugger Award. Those are listed as his career highlights.
As a Ray or as just his whole career?
Whole career. Yeah. Rookie of the Year, obviously, 2008. That's when he started his career with the Tampa Bay Rays.
Well, maybe he's not as good as I said he was. I talked him up too much.
He's all right.
And what's crazy...
He's all right.
Is,
yeah, let's sign him for a day and then just get on out of here. Right?
The Rays had been around for 10 years when he started.
Yeah, who the heck is Metallica? You wish you knew.
Uh-huh. They got like 15 albums, 5 good ones.
Really should have served cocktails at that show.
Right.
Should have stayed on the drugs.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, so we are, not only did Pride Month start this past weekend, but hurricane season also started this past weekend. And if you're not a little bit nervous, well, you ought to be. Not only because they've already predicted that this is going to be a heavier than average hurricane season. I think we talked about it last week where they were talking about anywhere from 15 to 19 storms with like 5 that could definitely come in our area.
Are you going to talk about the new FEMA director?
Well, and I'm, well, I wasn't going to, but now that you mentioned him, I love it when he was interviewed. He said that he didn't even realize that there was a hurricane season.
That feels good, doesn't it?
And this pretty much tracks.
Doesn't that just put all the warm fuzzies all over?
This pretty much tracks with the rest of 47's cabinet members. They don't really know a whole lot about anything, it doesn't seem like. I saw the other day where What's-Her-Nuts from the WWE, who is now the Secretary of Education, they were grilling her ass, and she was like she couldn't do math in her head. She couldn't. I mean, she put out a number that doesn't even exist. Is that even a number? That's not a number. You know.
And speaking of the WWE,
she put out a number and tried to say it was $1 trillion, and it's like that's not even a number.
Not it. But I think one of the best money-making ideas for our two genius billionaires is to put them in the WWE ring.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That would be Hell in a Cell.
That would be, or one of those MMA fights. Two old fat white men.
Put 47 in a gold diaper and gold boots and maybe a gold mask. And put Musk in a suit that looks like a rocket.
Two billionaires enter, no billionaires leave.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so one of the reasons that we want to be concerned about this hurricane season is that because of the cuts.
I didn't know there was a hurricane season.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, we're fully staffed.
Right.
Okay. Oh, we've got something coming up. There's a season.
Yeah, because of the 47 cuts to National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, we might be going into this season blind.
Yeah.
There is a 3-decades-long meteorologist from Miami, John Morales. He's been down there forever doing the weather on the news down in Miami. And the other night he went on a rant. He was like, listen, I'm worried. I'm super worried about what's going to happen here.
We should all be worried.
Yeah. And he says, because of the cuts to NOAA, this is a big deal. He says, and he gave an example, and he showed it on the screen. He went the whole green screen, the whole thing. He says, okay, so this was 9 years ago. this storm was coming, and it was coming straight for Miami. I think it was like Dory or Dorian, something like that. It was coming straight for Miami, and people were panicking. People were like, we're evacuating. We're losing it. He says, but because of the information I got from NOAA, okay, I was able to come on air calmly and tell the people of Miami it's going to turn. And it did turn. It did turn.
Right.
And we did not get a direct hit. You know what I mean? He says, but this year, I can't guarantee you people
that I'm going
to
have
that we're going to be able to do that. We're not even going to be able to guarantee you that it's not, just not going to jump up on us just like that.
Well, like 9/11.
It might be cloudy outside and you go, oh, it's cloudy. Oh, my God, it's a hurricane.
Well, that's, you know, 9/11 happened. All the news coverage was about 9/11, and 2 days later, well, next day, next evening, all of a sudden, you know, they're breaking in on the TV going, hey, we're going to get hit by a tropical storm tomorrow.
Right.
We've been distracted.
Yeah. Oops.
Oops. And, you know, it was a Friday the
13th. Oh, I remember
we had
that.
To shut everything down.
I remember we had our TV out on the back porch at the time, and we're glued to the 9/11 coverage. And then all of a sudden it's like, what is going on outside?
Well, and yeah. we had a closing scheduled for
that day. Right,
we
had the and we by the were time, selling a lot next to us.
Right, by the time we found out, it was too late to reschedule the closing, and it was like, what?
It's pretty crazy. I don't know. I'm hoping for a very light.
Calm.
Yeah, hurricane season, and I don't know. You think about one of the generators for hurricanes is the temperature of the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah. Mexico,
right? I'd like to think, and this is my meteorological thought process. If we have a number of rainy days where the rain comes in off the Gulf, it usually starts raining in the Gulf. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's going to cool the water down. We need a lot of rain. I feel like if we start getting a lot of rain, then that's going to prevent us from then getting the big storm. Last year, we didn't get a lot of rain.
Right.
And so that keeps the temperature in the Gulf hot, which is a big generator for these hurricanes. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I just, you know.
I almost feel like I should be like Secretary of NOAA.
Oh, you could be.
With that.
With your vast knowledge.
Vast knowledge. Temperature of the Gulf. Of Mexico.
Chief meteorologist.
Right.
And, you could.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and apply.
Listen, if the Trump administration hasn't taught us anything else, it should teach everybody that you can do whatever the hell you want to do.
Whatever you
follow your dreams.
You can be the secretary of who God knows what.
Submit your resume.
Put me in charge, brother.
If you're rich and white, the world is yours.
I'll be interviewed by the Senate and act like I don't know a damn thing about anything. And it's still okay.
And that's what they want.
It's still okay.
They don't want you to. Show up with any knowledge, you're out, man.
We're getting close to our break, but one of the things that I want to talk about when we come back is the whole Diddy trial. And I am so disappointed.
Did he do it? What didn't Diddy do?
Did he not do it?
What didn't Diddy do?
I'm so disappointed that the whole Diddy thing is not being aired on TV. Because the little puff dates.
Because he knows too much.
The little puff dates that I get. Oh, my God. It's like, who is this guy?
Right.
He's a monster. He was a monster.
Yeah. I have a feeling
We'll talk about that on in the second hour.
Yeah.
What can I throw in here before we go to our break?
We'll call that segment "More Money, More Problems."
More money, more problems. Right. That's good, Ty.
That's one of his songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Before the break. Okay. Hey, Tuesday was National Egg Day, and I heard something. Where's my notes about it?
Nobody had any throwback pricing.
Well, they gave some percentages about the way people. Oh, here it is. Poll shows that white eggs are the most popular. Polls showed that the preferred way to eat eggs is how?
Scrambled.
Right.
It's the easiest to do.
Yeah, the preferred way to eat eggs is scrambled. Yeah.
I actually like poached eggs.
Well, there's all kinds of ways to do eggs.
They're a hassle.
Yeah.
You know, and then
you got to get it right.
You got to get it just right, and then you have to cut your toast correctly.
It's hard to mess up scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you could. There's a lot of ways to cook eggs where you can really screw them up.
Yeah.
Scrambled, it's pretty easy.
Scrambled, even if you screw them up, you can fix them.
Right.
Just add more cheese on.
Add a little more Velveeta and.
One of the things that you don't do that my mom always did, my mom always put milk in them. I don't even think you put water in them. What do? You just scramble.
I just scramble them. Yeah. Now, it's really good, and I do this if I have it. Mm-hmm. I add cream cheese.
There you go.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
Yeah.
But that's an extra step, and depends
got time for that?
What kind of cream cheese I have, and usually Sunday mornings on, so it's like, just get to it.
Yeah. I'm thinking about this weekend, and I know that I have to cut the grass this weekend because it's time, especially with the rain that we got earlier this week.
Doesn't take much.
But I've been seeing these commercials on TikTok and stuff like that where these lawn Roombas.
Right.
And
that just seems dangerous.
Well, the thing is, the first time I saw a lawn Roomba, it was not much bigger than like the Roomba that you have in your house that does your floors, you know. But now all of a sudden, I saw one the other day advertised that pretty aggressive. It's like, get your kids and your pets inside because it's mowing them down. It's mowing that lawn.
Show no mercy.
Yeah. And if you don't have it dialed in, it might take out your hedge. You know, I mean, you got to get this thing dialed in. But, I mean, is that where we're going?
It would end up in the pool.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, is that where we're going? Is everybody going to have a lawn Roomba? And if that's the case, I mean, are people that have lawn care companies now, are they like, look, man, we need to step it up. There's lawn Roombas on the Verizon.
Well, we need to
step it up.
We need a substitute because they're rounding up all our landscapers and sending them away.
Right. What if your lawn care company shows up and there's not 10 people to cut your grass, but they just unleash like 4 Roombas?
Well, it'll probably be a bunch of like underage kids.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
No free lunches, remember.
Right, right. Right. You can start cutting lawns at 7.
Mm-hmm. Get to work, kids.
Here's your edger.
And serve you some peanut butter sandwiches for lunch with some hot milk.
Building character.
Yeah, right.
And we're going to charge you $15 for lunch. Mm-hmm. And we're going to pay you $3 an hour.
Right.
Well, look how cute they are in those little suits.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Still got time to spend.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
You announced the break so early.
I know. Yeah. What am I doing? It's like I have not done this before.
All right. So I'm going to throw out again.
Yeah, go ahead.
That Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM. We are starting our fundraising. We have 96 hours of fundraising starting Sunday night, but you can donate now, and we'd get like some extra credit.
Woo!
Hit the donate button.
Is this for the creative loafing?
No, this is.
That's another thing.
The creative loafing nominations. We're a volunteer, all volunteer, 501c3, not for profit, and dependent on listener contributions and corporate underwriting to stay on the air. Every little bit helps. Also, Creative Loping Tampa Bay, nominations are open. Sunshine 96.7 FM and Radio St. Pete, nominate us. We need to get enough nominations
to pay the bills.
To get to the next step for people to actually vote.
Here, while she's doing that, why don't you sing a little In the Arms of the Angels or whatever.
In the arms of the angels.
You can also nominate your favorite Friday night show. The Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are in the categories of live show as well as podcast.
Well, you should have said before you said that, you should have said, if you can believe it or not.
Believe it or not, we are there.
Wow. Let's be fair. It's not like we're like, hey, we're so great.
We've only been doing this for 10 years.
You think we'd be better at it. By
Well, with the funding we have.
Yeah, right.
And the FCC fines. Mind your P's and Q's, people.
Mm-hmm. It's getting expensive.
Yeah, Ty, it is your birthday, but you don't get a free F word. An F bomb. No F bombs for your birthday. Well, sorry, buddy.
We'll buy you one.
My day will come.
Right. We'll buy you one someday.
Yeah.
When we win the lottery.
I'm going to make it count, too.
Damn it. Right. All right, folks. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take this break, and it's going to be a little bit of a long break because what we do during the break is we play a bunch of promos. And these promos are of shows that are broadcast on Radio St. Pete, but they come on later this evening after our show and then throughout the weekend. Do yourself a favor and check them out because you might find something in this list of promos that you're going to absolutely love and become a fan of. So, like I say, a bunch of promos that we're going to play. Check them out. You might become a fan. Otherwise,
donate now.
Donate.
Send money.
Send money. Lawyers, guns, and money. Yeah, we might need a lawyer after the show. All right, folks, we're going to take this break. When we come back, let's talk about why isn't the whole Diddy thing televised? We'll be right back.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
All right, well, we're back, and that was I Think I Like It When It Rains, and that's by a dude named Willis. And I don't know why, but for whatever reason, earlier this week, and it rained like the first 3 days of the week, I got that stuck in my head, and it was like I had no idea who it was and never heard the song before, and I was like, I love this.
Right.
So I decided to play it for you guys this evening, even though it's not raining now.
But this sounds awful.
It's a pretty song.
Yes. Beautiful song.
Yeah.
But it was so nice when it, because it doesn't do that, when it does just rain all day.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know that we've had the all day rain yet. We've come close, but we haven't had the all day. I think that comes in July.
We came close enough that it's like, wow.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we're back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text.
Text.
Let's stress the text.
Loving the text.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we've gotten a couple of texts during the break. One was from my dad wishing Ty a happy birthday, and I didn't look at it. I got a lot going on over here.
But welcome to my world.
Right. Oh, hold on. This is good. Here's a follow-up to the first text that Dad wrote. He says, Vicky gave me a dope slap. I forgot that she wishes you a happy birthday also. Well, that's next week.
Well, thanks.
You can do that next week. My birthday's next week.
This doesn't count.
Yeah, right.
I think what he was saying is that Vicky also wishes Ty a happy birthday.
Right.
Not just Grandpa Ron.
But then we got another one, and I think if Joe B is listening, he'll dig this. It's from Debbie Dan Gray. They were recently traveling to and from Ohio.
Road tripping
from here in the FLA, and it says, we listened to Radio St. Pete while driving to and from Ohio. It was really good. Too much country stations on FM.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good relief for them to listen to, Radio St. Pete.
Radio St. Pete.
Right.
While you're traveling, download the app.
Yep, I dig that. So that's cool.
And Tony.
Yep. I still love the one from your mom. Who the heck? Who the heck is Metallica?
I told you.
Yeah, right. I love that. Anyway, folks, so again, 727-804-5891. We are pretty much 15 minutes into our second hour of the show. And
it goes quick.
Yeah, the second hour goes quick. And before the break, I said let's talk about this whole Diddy thing, Diddy trial. And if you don't know what the Diddy trial is, well, then you're not going to get it. But if you do know Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs, the music mogul who's worth like $1 billion,
more money, more problems.
More money, more problems. Has turned out to be a complete monster. And he's been in jail now for about a year, I feel like, and now he's on the trial of his life, and there is an onslaught of witnesses coming forward to bury him.
Yes,
this dude will never see the light of day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, maybe he's rich, so
well, and Trump
unless he gets pardoned by Trump.
Trump said he might pardon him.
Oh my God. Okay, that's gonna,
he's on the list.
That's going to be the end.
He's on the list.
That's going to be the if he ever donated money. If Diddy isn't right now calling his money people saying you better donate $500 million.
Doesn't need to.
To 47.
He's. I believe. There
he's on the list.
There.
He still hasn't pardoned the Tiger King.
Well, he doesn't have any money.
He wasn't invited
doesn't
to that
have any
party.
Money. Right. Anyway, so you know why isn't the Diddy trial televised? And I don't get that because here in our past, the OJ trial. Mm. You know what I mean?
I think
too many high profile names.
Yeah.
And it's very explicit content.
Which means it's great content.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, all of the puff dates that I've heard are like, you got to be kidding me.
Right. It's like,
this,
what?
This dude's a monster.
Under the jail.
I mean, I heard yesterday that his girlfriend's friend, he hung her over a balcony by her ankles from a 17 or 18 floor balcony. It's like, what?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that was not the first time he's done it to somebody else. I mean, he's done it to other people.
It's
and
very.
And he's not that big a dude. I'm like, you could drop her very easily.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Something, man.
It's very explicitly violent.
All the freak-offs.
Can you imagine the grip strength he has to be able to hold somebody like that by their ankles covered in baby oil?
Yeah, right.
He gets that grip strength from what he's doing in the corner, watching his girlfriend getting,
And that's why it's not, quote, for public consumption. Now, there will be.
Do you think that was the reason that they decided not to air it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Probably.
Because of the content.
The graphic content and the graphic nature of the things he
Will there ever become
with?
A day when it's like, okay, we get it. There's the Bible Belt and there's these people that have different morals than other people. But would
this
they,
crosses
would,
every line.
Yeah, but would they make it like a pay-per-view? So that if you're into it, you might be able to get together with a couple of buddies like they used to do with the Tyson fights. And everybody chips in and we get to see, several hours of the Diddy trial.
The whole thing is being recorded.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it's going to be a Netflix thing.
It's going to be a great documentary.
It will be a documentary, but it will, forget parental warnings, the little thing at the top that says smoking, nudity, foul language. No, this is going to be
smoking, nudity, beating bitches.
Excessive
lots
violence,
of baby oil. slippery.
Very explicit. rated, forget triple X. They're going to create their own
rating.
Yeah. Of vile behavior.
Do you think 47 is wishing that it was televised to take the heat off of him?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
What a distraction that would be.
I mean, he's quick to break out that big fat magic marker and do his executive orders. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that tomorrow it's like, we need to start airing that because it's getting wild here up in the White House with me and my boy Elon.
Right. But see, that goes against 2025 or the Project 2025. They don't want this behavior.
Yeah, but think about this. The whole Project 2025, they're completely against this kind of behavior, and this would be a good way for them to go, see, that's what we're talking about right there. That's why you need to go with us.
No,
because this is not what you want to see.
No, that's what they say, but this is what they want. This is the end game. And they don't want people to see their end game of I'm big, you're little, I'm a man, you're a woman. This is how the game's gonna be played. It's far too much exposure for their true goal.
I think the GOP is a lot more freaky than you think. Wasn't it during like the convention that wherever they had it, that the Tinder, what's the gay one?
Oh, it's Grindr.
Grindr, like the Grindr,
it was overloaded.
Oh my God, it was overloaded during the convention.
And I think that was when it was here in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
The sex trafficking in Tampa when they had the convention here was off the chain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was just thinking that how fun it was back in the day during the OJ trial. We didn't all agree. I think for the most part, we all agreed that he was guilty. But then there were those people that you'd run into every once in a while be like, not OJ. Not my man OJ. Couldn't do that kind of thing, right? But one of the things about that is that it was on TV 24/7.
Right.
And you talk about things that bring the country together. We were all together. We might not have all agreed on what was going on, but we were all focused on the same thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now all of a sudden, we can't find a way to get together on anything, and we're certainly not all focused on the same thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's by design.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were all focused on what's happening with this this administration?
We can't.
We're all focused on it. We don't all agree, but at least we're focused on it. So we all,
they just keep throwing.
I think a lot of us just,
they keep throwing more
fireworks
into the dumpster fire.
Yeah. He's a genius. He's going to figure it out.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah.
ICE arrested like a U.S. Marshal today.
Yeah. Those videos of the ICE raids. And this is one of the things that I said to Mom, I think it was last weekend. I said, it's not going to be long before one of these ICE people, they get harassed and they shoot somebody.
Yeah, I mean, they already have guns.
I think it will happen before the end of this month.
Oh, absolutely.
I guarantee it. Last weekend.
They're already wearing all the gear.
They're ready. Last weekend in San Diego, okay, they were throwing flashbangs into the crowd.
Yeah, they're testing it out.
And now all of a sudden I'm seeing videos of people in these cities where ICE is showing up and the people are coming out of their houses and
surrounding them.
Mm-hmm. It won't be long. One of these ICE people, they're going to shoot somebody and then it's going to be on like Donkey Kong.
It's going to get real ugly.
Yep.
Yeah. Real fast.
That's coming. Trust me. I don't know a lot, but I know that.
There's not a peaceful way out of this.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's like, you know that 47 is like, why can't that be televised? So everybody's like looking the other way.
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't want anyone to look the other way. He would have to inject himself into it, which...
He's just going to pardon Diddy.
He already is,
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Probably will. Hey, I did see something. This is kind of fun. And this might be something that we might want to do on a weekend sometime here soon. We've all done, like, the painting with wine, or we've done the painting with whatever. But here's something I saw that over at Zoo Tampa, now you can do painting with orangutans.
Oh, fun.
Oh, God.
You're painting with orangutans.
That sounds dangerous. Yeah.
So currently you can go 8:30 a.m. on Sundays during the month of June, and then Saturdays, it'll be 8:30 a.m. during the whole month of July. But, yeah, can you imagine collaborating with an orangutan artist and, putting together some paint on a canvas? I mean, it's a one of a kind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm cool sensitive.
That's over at Zoo Tampa.
It would probably hurt my feelings.
Why?
The orangutan would paint better than me.
Well, that's possible. Yeah, that's very possible. I mean, that's possible. But, who knows? I get the biggest kick out of,
I'd rather paint with an elephant. I feel like I have a better chance.
Ugh.
Maybe
trust
not.
Me, you don't. I've seen some elephants that are like Rembrandt. Truly. I mean, I've seen some elephants that are like pretty amazing. An orangutan, I don't know, you might have a shot there.
I might have a shot, yeah. Maybe. And know. Then we'll sing karaoke. It'll be great.
Oh, no. Are you thinking that you can sing better than an orangutan?
No, I'm saying that there will be no glass left standing.
Oh, so then they escape and just run wild through Tampa.
Ape attack.
Because you sang... Broke the glass in their enclosure.
Well, it's me and the orangutan.
Running free through Tampa?
Our combined voices.
With your paintbrushes in your hands?
Yes.
Singing tunes? Please do it during Pride Month, so you're running through the streets of Tampa singing YMCA.
Right. And all the colors of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
We will paint the town rainbow.
We're gonna paint the town rainbow. Okay, I think this show took a turn.
This is the quality content.
Listen, man. Every week I try to come up with the best quality content. Ty, have you ever seen the movie MacGruber?
No.
Don't waste your time. It's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. So
it was super bad.
Super
Bad was great.
Super Bad was a great movie, but MacGruber is the worst movie I've ever seen. For years, I've heard on this radio show that I listen to, and they've been for years trying to talk the host of the show into watching MacGruber. Okay, so he decided after like 5 years of them prodding him to watch MacGruber that he was going to watch it last weekend. He said that he watched the first 10 minutes, fell asleep, and didn't see the rest of the movie. Well, it's a good thing he fell asleep because it is the worst movie I've ever seen. It stars Will Forte. I like Will Forte, but now I hate him.
Kristen Wiig.
You ruined
Kristen Wiig. I like Kristen Wiig, and I'm not going to hold it against her. She did a pretty good job. But the Will Forte, MacGruber part, horrible. It's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
I think Dad may have stayed awake 45 minutes.
It's the. I kept waiting for something funny. I've heard that it's so funny. It is so funny.
He kept trying to stay awake.
The worst movie I've ever seen.
And I ended up having to watch the end of it.
I can't think of another movie that I would say is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, a waste of time.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time.
This movie is so bad, it compares to Yoko Ono singing. It's that bad. It's that bad. Oof.
It was bad.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
There wasn't one. The favorite part is when I fell asleep and woke up and it was like, oh, my God, this still sucks. It's still a bad
movie.
My
favorite part was when the credits were rolling.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
It's finally over.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
And then I needed to watch something else. So Awakenings,
mm-hmm.
Robert De Niro, Robin Williams, 1990.
Oh, Paul just texted, worst next, MacGruber 2.
Oh,
they made a sequel?
Oh, my God, I can't even imagine. I mean, who would show up for this thing? It's so bad.
We know who they voted for.
Yeah.
No, they didn't vote.
No.
They're not even registered. That's out of their wheelhouse.
Just quickly before we take this break, for every other month of the year, you have to say, let me get this straight. But for Pride Month, you have to say, just so we're queer. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
God.
We come to you.
Go ahead.
We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take this final break. This is probably the gayest song I have in my arsenal. So dig this. It's Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes. We'll be right back for our final segment. All right. Well, we're having a gay old time. Happy Pride Month, everybody. We're back, and like I said before the break, this is our fourth and final segment of the show, and it goes really quick, folks. Sit down, pay attention, because you don't want to miss a thing.
Not a thing.
Not a thing. Not even a little bit of it. Oh, my God. Ty, what has five toes but isn't your foot?
Where's the bell? Let me go ahead and get that ready. Did you take it?
No, you take the bell? Millie had it last.
I'll ask you again. What has five toes but isn't your foot?
I don't know, but you better be careful.
He is.
My foot.
Dad joke.
Sorry. Happy birthday.
Show's turn it off.
Debbie Dan Gray just said my foot. She knows. She knows. She gets it. Mm-hmm.
You never know where he's going to go, though.
No,
I get it. When he told me that when the other night, it was like, oh, no, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, here's something that I wanted to bring up. So Monday was a National Leave Work Early Day, and the top excuses. What do you suppose? If you had to leave work early, what are you going to say to your boss? It's like, I got to go.
Oh.
This is an unplanned leaving of work.
It's a Code Brown, man. Making a diorama.
Diarrhea. Diarrhea is number two. I don't think anybody's going to be like, Oh, yeah, well, we have a bathroom. It's worse than that.
Maybe you should stay.
This is the kind of thing you have to do at home.
You say, if the boss says, yeah, well, we have a bathroom, and you'd be like, have you been in there? Because I have. I need to take care of this at home.
The toilets here are set to stun. I need something that's on kill.
So, top five leaving work early excuses. What do you suppose, Steph? You have one?
I don't. The few times it's happened to me, they've not been by choice, but by horrific actions.
Nana says, I have an emergency. Well, having an emergency is a family emergency is number one. Sick or headache is number three. Lady issues.
Oh.
Number four.
I've used them.
Yeah. Problem with your house. A leak or something like that. I've used that.
I've used that.
I've definitely. Oh, my God. I got to go. I got to go. There's something leaking in my house.
The problem is
I've definitely used that.
It was true. Yeah. When the tree guys hit the water line.
Right.
You had to come home.
Mm.
Keep going.
Let's see. A pet issue. A religious reason.
Mm. Mm. You know what? I've not thought to do that. I should do that.
That's mm-hmm. unique.
Yep. This one's always good. Oh, my God. I forgot I got to be at the doctor. Forgotten appointment.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Kids school called.
Oh,
that's probably the number one. Yeah. That should be number one. Number nine.
That should be like the easiest.
Number one is family emergency, sick kid. But this is also kid's school called. I gotta go.
My
kid's school called. You gotta go. Yeah. Religious reason. I'd like to hear what that excuse is. I'd be like, all right, you need to break this down for me.
This place is against God.
Yeah.
And what religious experience has just happened?
I love it that Ty picked diarrhea right out of the bat, and it's number two on the list.
It's great that it's number two.
Yeah. I mean, is anybody going to be like, I mean, your boss could be like, well, we have a bathroom. Yeah, but I've already blown that up, and it's bad in there.
And you should call a plumber, because I got
to
go.
You're going to need to call somebody, because
survivors.
I destroyed that in there.
To have that fixed.
Yeah.
Nothing but melted porcelain and sulfur in there.
Oh, my God. So I heard this story the other day about pets and vet bills. And they were talking about, okay, so what's the number? When you take your pet to the vet and they say, okay, well, this is what's wrong with your pet. And we can fix them, but it's going to be what? So what's the number where you go, man, sorry, buddy. We're going to have to put you down.
My first question.
Or you're just going to have to live with it. I mean, what's the number? Because vet bills, as you know, are just as expensive these days as people bills. You know.
Well, my question, I would turn it.
Yeah.
You know, oh, your dog has XYZ and it's going to be this.
Right.
And I would ask, well, how much for the morphine or the painkillers? And
what's the alternative? Right. So this
$35 for
this whole conversation
painkillers versus $22,000 for the surgery, chemo.
Well, this whole conversation started where somebody said that their friend, Frenchie's a lot of money. Mm. That's what Debbie and Gray said. Yeah, oh, for sure. But here's the thing. With this story, somebody that I was listening to on the show said their friend took their dog to the vet, and they said, well, your dog has cancer, and we can line him up with, like, a trial of chemo and stuff like that
And they're like, well, oh, my God, how much is this going to cost? And they're like, well, to start with, it's going to be about $15,000.
I don't have that kind of money for me.
No. And this person said, I'm clearing out my bank account. I'm like, you're out of your mind. I love my puppies. But look, at some point, it's like $15,000. You only live 9 years anyway. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't have that money for me.
It took me 9 years to save $15,000.
If I lost a leg, I'd just walk it off.
Yeah, well, rub some dirt on it, brother. Walk it off. Walk it off, champ.
Yeah. Take a nap.
Take a nap.
Put some ice on it.
Yeah, how much for the good painkillers, morphine, whatever?
I get freaked out when we take them to the vet so they can update their flea pills and stuff. It's
right.
Like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are the fleas that bad? They can't. I mean, it's annoying when they're scratching, but can't we just leave them outside? Can't we just train them, chain them to the tree out there? We can build a doghouse and go out and visit them, throw some slop in their bucket every once in a while.
Yeah, these two? I guarantee.
Oh, these two divas?
I guarantee them.
Oh, you spoiled them long ago.
If we built them a doghouse outside... And they had to stay outside. They'd never poop in that doghouse.
Yep.
Well, this is not good. So I got a text from your mother that says, I have an emergency. I hope that should you call your mother.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding?
It just says, I have an emergency. Doesn't specify.
But the show is almost over.
It's almost over.
Do you need me to leave?
The show has only just begun.
I have an emergency.
Look, when Ty got hit by a car on his scooter and I got the phone call, and it's like, okay, well, can you stay with EMS?
When you got hit by that car on your scooter, that was pretty much the end of your scooter days.
Yes. I mean, I still rode it after that. It was just messed up.
That was pretty much the end of your biker days.
I tried to leave, but I broke my key in half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was fleeing the scene.
Trying
to get the hell out of there. Yep.
And even then, I walked it off.
You did.
Rubbed
some
dirt on it.
So amazing.
Yep.
We don't have money for that.
Okay, here.
100, dude.
Looks like your mom is texting again, trying to. Maybe it's not such an emergency. We don't have to leave the show and rush over. Well, maybe not.
Oh no.
Maybe it's worse than I thought. No, it's not. Hasn't come through yet. So, if you became rich, okay, like loaded rich, let's say. Let's say 500 million in the bank, that kind of rich.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that you do now that you would continue doing if you were that loaded rich?
I'm doing all the same stuff. I'm just going to do more of it.
Yeah, but I mean, are you like with your toothpaste? Are you squeezing every last
yes?
Why not
segment out of the toothpaste? Or you'd be like, this is halfway done. Chuck it.
No.
No, you're not doing that.
I'm still going to the Dollar Tree. I love that store.
Are you eating? Yeah, but if you've got, let's say, $500 million in the bank.
Don't care.
You're still doing that. Oh. I think you do it. I think there's going to be an initiation period where it's like, I'm newly rich. I'm nouveau rich. And I still have these things that I do, but I think they would all fade away fairly quickly.
I don't know, man.
I don't think so. Not for me.
She's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Paul says not working. Oh, for sure. That's a given. But
everything else, though, same.
Yeah. I'm
gonna buy a big TV.
I mean, would you like if you went if you were
I mean, would you go grocery shopping anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, or would you, if you've got that kind of money, wouldn't you have somebody else doing it?
No.
Wouldn't you have somebody, you know, mowing your grass, cleaning your house? You got $500 million in the bank.
And?
I'm not even sure I would drive ever again.
Well, see, that's
you know what I mean?
That's probably, that's one thing that I might change.
When you got down to, like, the end of a bar of soap, would you use the actual last dregs of that soap to try to lather up? Or would you be like, I got $500 million. Just get me another bar of soap.
No.
You know what I mean?
Certain things wouldn't change.
Would you when you went to the store? I mean, I can't even imagine if you had $500 million that you'd ever go to a store that had a clearance aisle or a clearance rack.
Oh, I'm still looking.
I'm still the queen of the clearance rack.
You guys don't even know how to be rich.
Yeah,
no,
yes.
We know how to be poor, though.
Yeah, but here's the thing. $500 million doesn't go away overnight just because you pass up the clearance aisle.
Well, and we know how to still have $500 million.
Yeah, but
at the end of the day.
House cleaner?
You can't just, I've got all this money. Let me squander everywhere I can. I'm still looking for deals.
You're still going to cook your own meals?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, well, that's cool. I mean, I'm thinking you got
$500
million.
More like now, are Martha you Stewart.
$500 million, are you going to have a big, beautiful home with a big, beautiful kitchen and stuff like that where you can really get creative with your cooking your own
Absolutely.
Meals? Absolutely. Or are you going to, that's it, I'm done. I'm done cooking. Somebody else is going to do it.
We won't have Kraft macaroni. Well, we probably will still have Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Just have more.
Yeah, Millie's coming over. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you got to keep the staples.
Debbie Dan Gray says she's still going to travel the USA. Well, and you could with $500 million.
I want to travel the world.
This is like, what would you keep doing if you had that kind of money where you didn't have to do it anymore? What would you keep doing? You still use coupons? Don't even say yes. Don't even say yes about the coupons. Don't even. Because you're going to look, people are going to know you're going to walk in with your big stuffed fox on your head, mink coat, and you're going to throw out a coupon.
I'm still going to shop my BOGOs.
Your Gucci purse, you're going to roll up in a limousine, and you're going to walk in, you're going to go to Ross, Ross for Less. You're going to pick a $4 shirt off the rack, and you're going to walk up to the cashier with a coupon and try to get that same $4 shirt that used to be $30 for
$2. $2 shirt, man.
Or use your $5 birthday coupon at Bell's and pay nothing.
I don't know.
To me, that's a win. It's all a game. Saving money.
Paul Henley says, keep enjoying life. Yeah, well, that's the thing. And, you know, a lot of people say money doesn't buy happiness. I bet it does.
No.
It buys everything else.
I bet it does.
But there's nothing better than saving money. That's a whole game in itself.
Beer, too. Paul says, and beer. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm still buying it at Walgreens because it's cheaper than anywhere else.
Yeah,
I just might have it delivered.
I just wonder at what point. I think that's probably, like I said a minute ago, that's nouveau rich. You just got this $500 million in your bank account, and you don't even know what it even means yet.
No.
Once you realize what it means.
No.
That you can spend $20 and it doesn't even make a dent in any of the bank account.
No, but if I spend $20 on something and find out that I could have gotten it for $16 somewhere else. I'm still.
It doesn't matter how much money you have. It's value for your buck.
Yes.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I mean, at what point do you give that up? At what point? You have to.
No, you don't.
You've got $500 million. I mean, you're now, all the time you're spending on trying to save money that you've got an exponential amount of money for, you could be traveling the world. You could be doing all kinds of stuff. Now, all of a sudden, I'm couponing. You know what I mean?
I mean, what else are you going to do? You're going to be bored.
No. Then if you say that you're going to be bored with $500 million in the bank, that tells me that you don't have much of an imagination. You've got enough money to do whatever the hell you want, whenever the hell you want to do.
No, but frugality.
And you're going to throw out a coupon?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I was going to buy gas this week.
Right.
But gas is cheapest on Wednesday. It rained all day Wednesday, and I didn't go out.
Right.
I refuse to buy gas until next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that. Because I won't pay $3.19 when I saw it for $2.92 last week.
Right.
It's just a mindset.
Well, give me some money.
That's just why you can't have any.
I guess so.
Because you're like, ooh, look, money.
Donate, yeah, please.
You know, $15 for a garden of eggs, fine. You know.
All right, quickly. Favorite Disney movie soundtrack?
Mm. Does it have to be an original Disney or something that they own now?
Well, I mean, let's talk about, you know, the ones you grew up with.
They're talking like Disney films.
Yeah. Favorite Disney movie soundtrack. And I'm talking, all of these that I'm looking at are animated.
Well, yeah.
So are you talking the whole?
Except for one. One is not.
Whole soundtrack.
Yeah. What's your favorite one? Is it Tarzan? Is it
Tarzan's pretty good.
Frozen?
No, not Frozen.
Is it Little Mermaid? Aladdin? Encanto? Beauty and the Beast? Mm. Lion King?
Hard to choose.
Gotta name one quick because we're running out of time.
I'm going to go Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast came in on this list as number 2.
I would say Tarzan.
Tarzan is all the way down at number 10.
Shouldn't be.
Number 1 was Lion King.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Whatever that. However they do that.
Matata.
Right.
Now you watch yourself.
So it was Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, Encanto, Aladdin, Little Mermaid, Frozen, Mary Poppins.
Oh, Mary Poppins. I didn't even think. I love Mary Poppins. Yep.
Tangled, Moana, and Tarzan.
I had the Mary Poppins record when I was a kid in my little record player. I know all the songs.
All right. I have to do these quotes.
Okay.
Check these out. First one says, fascism doesn't wear jackboots anymore. It wears MAGA hats.
Oh. Yeah.
Ooh.
Shot across the bow.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Good for you. Debbie Dan Gray says Mary Poppins.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
I love this one. If you hold a squirrel up to your ear, you can hear what it sounds like to be attacked by a squirrel.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
This one says, we are living in a day where people are proud of what they should be ashamed of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one says, if there's money for his parade, there's money for Medicaid.
Yes.
Yeah.
think I saw that on a sign. This one says, so what you say what you will about pedophiles, but at least they drive slow through school zones.
Oh, Jesus.
Good night, everybody.
Where's the bell?
Mildred took the bell.
You always got to put one in to shake people up a little bit.
Oh. Oh, Pop.
Want me to read it again?
No.
Oh, Pops.
This one says, Trump says his life was better before he was president. Well, so were ours. And the last one says, gotta go. The kids chewed through their straps.
You're awful.
You're awful. All right. Anything you want to say here at the end of the show, Stephanie?
Happy birthday, Ty.
Thank you.
I'm blown away. Congratulations, Sammy. I'll be chiming in about an hour to watch you get married on the West Coast. Wish I could be there. And have a great weekend.
What about you, kid?
I don't know. There's a big protest going on today in D.C. Watch it live.
What's it about?
You know what it's about.
Really?
It's the whales.
The whales, right. I will say happy birthday, Ty, again. I love you so much, and I can't believe that you're 35 years old. It's unbelievable. I know. I will also say Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, I miss your mom, and Duchess, it's about that time, sweetheart. And I will say we look forward to speaking with you every week here on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we certainly look forward to speaking with you again next Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. Have a good weekend. Be safe if you're in the FLA or anywhere else for this matter, because it's summertime everywhere. Try to stay cool, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week. And hold on. I'm trying to find. Hold on. Oh, here. All right. We're out of here. We'll talk to you next week.
That's all.